Zok the Halakha Mishnah weiter of the Elu Eideyen Shel Oivdei Koichavim. These are the festivals of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, where we are told you can't sell, buy, etc. All the things we learned about in the last two Mishnayos. So the Mishnah now lists names of their festivals. Kalenda Ustarnura. Kalenda lasted for 8 days. It was a festival that lasted for 8 days, and it came after the shortest day of the year. Sitarnura was also an 8-day festival, and that was before the shortest day of the year. Okay, let me tell you what the Batanura says. Adam Arishan, as you know, right after the first Shabbos, he ate from the Eitz Hadas right before Shabbos. Chazal say he only waited until Shabbos, it would have been mutter for him. Hashem did not throw Adam and Chava out of Gan Eden on Shabbos, but Mitzvah Shabbos he had to leave. And then Adam Rishon saw, because it was the beginning of winter, right? Hashem created the world Tishrei, at least according to one man, Da Amar, but Tishrei Nivra Olam. He saw that the days began to get shorter, like it's every year after Rosh Hashanah. As we get into the winter, the days get shorter and shorter. But we know it gets shorter and shorter until a certain point in the middle of the winter, then it starts getting longer and longer. But Adam Arishan had no way of knowing that, because this was the first year of the world. He only saw every day the sun is coming down earlier and coming up later. So what would you think? Adam Arishan said, "Oy vey, the world is coming to an end. And it's my fault because I ate from the Eitz Hadas." So when he saw that the days are getting shorter and shorter, he spent the next 8 days davening and fasting. And afterwards, when the days began getting longer, he said, "Ah, this is how it works. It's part of a cycle." So Adam Arishan breathed a big sigh of relief. Shoo! I thought the world's coming to an end. I thought it was because of my chataim. So now, Adam Arishan established the 8 days after the shortest day of the year, that's around December 21st, as a Yom Tov. And the next year, he established another 8 days before the shortest day of the year, as part of the Yom Tov. It was nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, Chas v'Shalom, Adarabba. It was a Yom Tov to thank Hashem. But later, the Romans were trying to convince the people to join the Avodah Zarah. And they were used to having a Yom Tov these days. So they said, "Oh, that Yom Tov is really a Yom Tov for the Avodah Zarah." So the Romans turned these days into Avodah Zarah festivals. Both Kalenda and Saturnura or Saturnalia. If you want to know if the word calendar has something to do with this, yes, that's the origin of the word. Or the planet Saturn, the planet was named after these things. Later on, when the Neutzrim came, and they wanted to convince the people that were serving Avodah Zarah to believe in their religion, so they said, "Oh, your festival is really our festival," and they turned it into a Chagya for themselves. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, names of Avodah Zarah festivals. Ukratesim, that was the day that the Malchus of Rome started. Karat in Greek means Tfisa. The Romans battled the Greeks and grabbed the Malchus. Tophus, the grab. Vayter says the Mishnah of Yom Genusya Shel Malach, the day that they appoint the king. All the days of the king, that day that they appointed him becomes like a Chagya for the Avodah Zarah. V'yayim Haleid, as well as the day of the birthday of the king. V'yayim Misa, as well as the day that the king died, and his son, let's say, takes over, but the day that the father died was also a festival for Avodah Zarah. Divrei Rav Meir, Zeh Altar Rav Meir. The Chachamim argue about the Yom HaMisa. The Chachamim say, "Kol Misa sheyesh bo sreifa." If on the day the king died, they burnt all of his things, yesh bo Avodah Zarah. They also made a festival for Avodah Zarah. V'she'ein bo sreifa, but if they didn't do this, they didn't burn all of the utensils of the king, then ein bo Avodah Zarah. They didn't turn that day into a festival for Avodah Zarah. That's the opinion of the Chacham. Rav Meir holds that b'chol ofen, they turned it into a festival of Avodah Zarah. Now, personal festivals that they had, because of something that went on in their lives, were not so machmir, like the Mishnah goes on to say. Some are garis the word avol over here, but some are not garis the word avol. But either way, here starts the list of things where we're not machmir. Yoim tiglachas zikonoi uvloi risai. On the day that they shaved off their beard or lack of hair, they would leave this like ponytail from behind them the entire year. They would cut it, shave it off once a year, and that day was like a Yom Tov. So on the day that he shaved off his beard or this hair in the back of his head, Yom Sha'olo Boy Minayam, this festival that they made on the day that they returned from a sea journey, or V'yoyim Shiyotzim Beis HaSudim, a festival they made on the day they would come out of jail, or V'yavid Kechav Sha'asim Mishta Lebnoi, or the Ovid of the Zara, on the day he married off his son. Although this was all festivals for Avodah Zarah, and they were makriv karbonis for their Avodah Zarah, but were not as machmer, Einai Aser, it's not us to do business with them or any of the other things mentioned in the first Mishnah, Elo Oisiyayoyim, only the actual day, the Oisiyoyish, and only that person that's making the festival Bolvad, just that. What could you do? 3 days beforehand, there's no problem, even with that person, and with other Avodah Zarah, even on the day of the festival itself, it's not a problem, because it was only a festival for this individual, not for the others. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? The Mishnah gave us the list of Avodah Zarah festivals, Kalendia, Ustar Nura, and we said that that all started when Adam Arishain thought, Oy vey, the sun is coming down earlier each day, coming up later, the world's coming to an end because of my Aveda. He fasted and he davened. And when he saw this is, no, it's the cycle of the world. He made a Yom Tov, not a Yom Tov, Rabbi Dezara, Chas V'Shalom. He made a Yom Tov of Kiddusha. But later on, the Romans turned it into a Yom Tov for Rabbi Dezara. And we explain later on, it was that time of the year was turned into a Yom Tov for the Neitzim, for a different religion. Either way, during these days, as well as Kratesim, that was the day that Malchus Roimi started, or the day that the king was appointed, his birthday, and there's a machloikis about the day of his death, according to Remeir, that was also a festival for them, the Chachamim say, it depends. If they burnt all of his items, sometimes they burnt everything that the king had, that was a sign of respect, that you don't use the king's stuff. No one else can use it, we're burning it. So if it was on that level, they usually made a festival for Avodah Zarah. That's what the Chachamim say. If not, they didn't do the Sreifa, and it was not a festival for Avodah Zarah. Either way, these are the festivals that we have all the Chumrais. Can't do business with any of the Ovid Kechavim, at least in the times of the Mishnah was that way, and it also would apply to 3 days before. However, the festival they make on the day that they shave, the festival that somebody would make because he returned from a sea journey or came out of jail or married off his son, here it's not so restricted. It's only Usher the day itself, not beforehand. The other things are also 3 days beforehand. The day itself, and we learned even one sheet or 3 days afterwards, but here's just that day, and only for that individual person.